All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Labor Day edition here following the 28-20 loss to UCLA on Saturday. And we've got former Virginia star receiver Billy McMullen on the line, and Frank's going to introduce him.
No two ways about it. Billy's middle name should have been Glue Fingers. Never dropped a pass. It didn't matter if it was high, low, behind him, in front of him, shoot top, 10 feet in the air, whatever. Billy could pull him in. I think Billy had over 200 receptions as a Wahoo.
See, he never dropped a pass. I never made a pass.
We know that. Hence, that's why there's no bust of Jim Hobgood inside JPJ.
Well, not with the John Crotty assist record. That's true.
That's true. Billy played at UVA from 1999 to 2002, and then he was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles in one of the early rounds, maybe third round, maybe. So, Billy, welcome to Who's Talking on Labor Day. We appreciate you taking a moment, and we want to also congratulate you as being a new father. You just had another child. I think Josiah is his name?
Yes. Hey, Frank and Jim, I appreciate you guys having me on today. And yes, my second child, I like to call him the heir to my throne, Josiah. My son was born on early Saturday morning, man. So it was a special day. It was a nice and smooth day. Shouts out to Miss McMullen. She knows who she is, and she did an awesome job. So yeah, we're pretty excited around here.
Well, that's terrific. Now that you've got a son, several people in the parking lot had gotten wind of this, and we were wondering if he's an early commit for UVA.
Oh, you better believe it. You better know that the first picture him and I took, we had the Sabres right around us. This guy's going to be probably the top receiver ever come through there.
Let's hope so. But
let's hope Frank is still alive to see it.
I'd like to see that. I tell you, the football team will probably give me a heart attack between now and then, but I'm going to hang in there. All right, let's talk about the game a little bit. Boy, what a strange turn of events. Almost every time you looked at the field, something crazy was happening. But behind a new line with several new starters and several players playing in new positions entirely, somehow they managed to keep the Virginia quarterbacks upright. There were none of the Virginia quarterbacks were sacked.
Right.
And several of the new tall receivers really emerged on Saturday. Kanane Severn looked pretty good. The rookie Donnie Dowling had some moments. Andre Lavrone showed that he's a player. That was a hell of a touchdown catch in the last minute and a half or so.
Oh yeah.
Of the first half, that pass down the sideline to number 14. First off, a terrific pass, but a better catch, wouldn't you say?
I would say, and you know, the thing, and I'll go back to the spring ball when I went out there to practice. What I saw, not only with the wide receivers and the QBs and the entire offense, but the team as a whole, I saw a bunch of playmakers. I saw a bunch of studs out there that were sorely underrated. And it had me pretty excited. And, you know, speaking to some of the alumni and some of the guys I played with, they were pretty excited. So what we saw on Saturday was, I think, what we knew what was to come. Now, a ton of events, three turnovers, but touchdowns. I mean, it's hard to win like that. But the guys they weren't just competing. I really felt they believed they could win that game. So that has us excited. And it has I'm pretty sure the rest of the alumni, some of these guys I play with, are very excited that I spoke to right after the game.
Billy, apparently one of the comments made on TV was the commentators were questioning whether or not Virginia had sufficient speed at wide receiver. How would you respond to that?
Well, look, I'm glad you said that because it really lit my fire. I guess the commentator, and no slight to him, but I think he was reading off something he wrote before the game. He said that, you know, it's hard to compete when another team is bigger, faster, stronger. And I said, what game are you looking at? Because it's obvious these two teams are equal when it comes to bigger, faster, and stronger. And at the receiver position for UVA, we were actually bigger and stronger than the guys on the other side of the field. And those guys like Laverne and Darius Jennings and some of the new guys that are stepping up for us, I think they did an awesome job. I think we've shown just from that game that we have playmakers. And now other teams are going to have to watch out that, yes, we can go down the field on you. We're not going to dink and dunk you, and we're not going to sit back in the pocket and get sacked. So we're real excited about that. Now the team should be aware that, you know, we can interchange any players, at least five guys that can come in and out, that can come in and make plays for us.
You know, Billy, something that also happened in the game, you know, I noticed in the first quarter and most of the second quarter that Lambert was not throwing the ball down the field.
Right.
And I suspect that there was, at that time, I suspected that that he was battling some kind of injury, whether his shoulder, his arm or elbow or wrist or something, because he wasn't even trying to throw the ball up the field. He was dinking. Every pass was 5 to 10 yards maximum distance. And if you've watched Lambert at any point in time last year on the field or spring football or the spring
right.
game, he goes downtown. He's got a cannon. And
exactly. And that was the thing with me. I didn't know if that was a game plan. And outside looking in, you can guess and make all these guessing is all you want. But I didn't know if that was a game plan to give him, you know, get the offense running. But there were some questionable throws in there. And now that I guess there's a report saying that he was hurt or he could have been hurt, you know, because I was like, wow, you know, from what I saw in the spring, like you said, Frank, that you know, he has a cannon and he's not afraid to go downfield. So that could be very well be true, and I can see why, you know, I guess he was trying to play, you know, game manager instead of saying, yo, we can go ahead and take a deep on these guys. So I can see that being the truth.
Well, it's interesting. Post-game, a University of Virginia official told me that Lambert was hurt going into the game. And so that injury must have occurred during the week or the week and a half prior to the game, and they've kept that top secret hush-hush. They just figured because of all Lambert's experience in games that they needed someone back there running the offense that could keep everybody in the right formation, that would understand the packages, and would avoid making the mistakes. Unfortunately, he couldn't block the right defensive end, and he certainly couldn't cover for Kyle Dawkins in that bizarre fumble that he had. He went from being hero to goat in like 5 seconds.
Right.
But all that said, you know, I didn't really see Miles Gooch make any real tremendous plays. I think he had a couple of catches, and I didn't see much of Keon Johnson, which I thought was interesting. Whereas Kanane Severin and Andre Lavrone and Darius Jennings and Donnie Dowling, they were running wild all over the field.
Well, you know, and that's the beauty of it. You know, we came in a game thinking one thing and expecting some of the top-tier guys to make the plays. But it's obvious we're pretty deep at wide receiver. We're pretty deep at quarterback, we see now. Matt Johns came in, and he was really, really loose. And I think he had in his mind that it's something he saw on the sideline, something, you know, the coaches were talking about, that he said, you know, when I get in, if I have my opportunity, I'm going downfield. That's what really makes this exciting. You look on both sides of the ball, and you say, wow, man, we're pretty deep. We're pretty athletic. We're not scared. And then the biggest piece that I didn't see last year is these guys believe that they can win and they should win. You just go to the tell of the tape. You go look at the stats that we had 386 yards of total offense. We had 266 passing and 120 rushing. I mean, that all, I think, outbeat UCLA. They had more penalties than we had. So we were a sound team, too. So it's obvious that you can't win with three turnovers, and that's something that a good team takes advantage of like they did. So I really believe outlook of the season is on a high note right now, and I think the guys are – biting at the bit to do this again next week.
Well, Billy, no two ways about it. Virginia needs to take care of business this week in Scott Stadium and really, you know, put one on University of Richmond and then gear up for a Donnybrook type of battle the following week against Louisville. These home games right now, this is the whole season right now, and I think the intensity that the Virginia defense brought to the field and the calmness and competitiveness of the offense, they demonstrated to me, I think Virginia can win 6 or 7 games this year. In fact, I see no reason why they can't. But they've got to eliminate these bad turnovers, and maybe Matt Johns is going to be the Scott Sekules of this this program now under Mike London, because just as in Makowski got himself in a little bit of trouble one year and was benched, they put Scott Seacules in. He turned out to be a pretty good quarterback and ended up in the NFL playing for the Miami Dolphins, if you recall.
Right.
So Matt Johns might be the diamond in the rough.
He could be. And the only thing I would say, if UCLA is the seventh best team in the country, Virginia is going to win a lot of games this year because they, for all intents and purposes, outplayed them other than those three plays that gave up 21 points. But, Billy, I was going to ask you, you know, with that receiving core, I know Coach London is run first, pass second, but might they mix that up a little bit? Maybe some passing would open up the running game.
No, I think Coach London and the rest of the staff has a pretty nice formula. You got the bell cow with Kevin Park, then you got Smoke and Zell coming in, and I think those guys ran pretty tough, you know. And even though we didn't have the big runs, I think our biggest run may have been 12, maybe 15 yards. It's the toughness of what the team on the other side, which was the UCLA Bruins this time, know that we're going to come smacking in your mouth. We're going to soften you up. And we do have the ability and the talent on the outside and behind the center to do what we have to do when it comes to throwing the ball in the air. So I wouldn't change it up a bit. I don't see anything that needs to be changed, really. Just taking care of the ball better. Like you said, UCLA, if they are number seven, and I think they're still a good team, I think they're not top 10. I think they're top 15, maybe top 20. I think we win more than 6 or 7 games. I really give us around 8. I'm really impressed. This is the most impressive team I've seen as far as UVA in a while when it comes to strength, speed, and just the overall feel of, hey, we have a team that we can take to the field on a down-in and down-out basis that we can win those matchups.
Well, no two ways about it. We came away from the game feeling strong, and feeling positive about the direction of the team this year. And there's no reason over these next couple of games why Virginia can't start surprising the rest of the ACC. I mean, Virginia will play University of Richmond next Saturday, Scott Stadium at 3:30 p.m. The following week, Virginia will play Louisville at home at 12:30. Huge games for Virginia.
Yeah.
Huge games. I mean, if they could take care of business against Richmond, get out of that game with no injuries, and then face Louisville with a strong, confident attitude, I think they can beat Louisville. Louisville's got a new quarterback and new coach, new system, and we're going to find out a little bit about Louisville tonight. They're on TV against Miami. It's going to be an interesting game, but I watched Brigham Young play Connecticut the other night. And other than a few spectacular plays by the quarterback, they just look too fast for UConn. And I just don't think UConn's ready for prime time.
Right.
I think Virginia can beat Brigham Young. And I know one thing, they're going to hit Taysom Hill, that quarterback, and he's going to find out, hey, 2 years in a row meeting Virginia is no picnic for him. But, Billy, we got to jump to break, and we congratulate you on your son. Please, please give our best to your wife and your newborn son. And enjoy the rest of Labor Day, and we want to bring you back in a couple weeks, so maybe we can get you in the studio so we can break down the Virginia offense in greater detail.
That sounds like a plan, Frank. I thank you guys for having me on. It's always a pleasure talking about my school.
Well, we all love the Hoos, so listen, you have a great weekend, and we're going to head to break now. When we come back, we got John Copper, we hope, on the other side. We're going to try to track him down, so stay with us. Hoos Talking is still on the roll here. We'll